9. Got a few minutes left in this hour, Crudy. Where do you want to take this now?
Walker bashing.
All right. What do you got?
National report. Half of Wisconsin's major roads are in poor or mediocre condition. Caitlin Farrell at the Cap Times Online. Half of Wisconsin's major roads are in poor and mediocre shape, with Madison, Milwaukee, and Warsaw, roads in the worst condition. So Madison and Milwaukee, we get the worst roads. I get to drive in both cities in most given days. I get to experience the bad roads twice, Dom.
And what communities do Republicans like the least?
Madison and Milwaukee. The report, Wisconsin Transportation by the Numbers, was compiled by TRIP, a national nonprofit transportation research group funded by a variety of road building business interests, including equipment manufacturers, distributors, suppliers, transit engineers, and labor unions.
Interested parties, perhaps.
The group used 2016 data from the State Department of Transportation, provided annually to the Federal Highway Administration in its analysis of road and pavement conditions. Yeah, it's like I did the crosstabs. According to the data, 55% of Wisconsin's major locally and state maintained roads have pavement that is in poor condition. Oof. 55% are in poor condition, and 19% in mediocre condition. And Dom, that's 74% of the major locally and state maintained roads that are in poor or mediocre condition. And the greatest number, 55%. A majority of the roads in the state of Wisconsin are in poor condition.
Now, Crudy,
Milwaukee,
hang on, if I may just jump in here.
Yes.
Let's remember it. It gets even better. This is data from 2016. These roads have gotten 2 years older since then. You think they've gotten better?
Well, Scott Walker recently declared mission accomplished. You know, I built the core. Milwaukee fares the worst, with poorly rated pavement on 54% of the city's major roads. In Madison, 49% of the roads have pavement in poor condition, according to the federal highway data cited in the report. So I don't care who authorized the report, Dom. This is coming from the Federal Highway Traffic Safety Administration. This is coming from the Wisconsin DOT. The report blames inadequate state and local funding for worsening conditions, and estimates that drivers in some Wisconsin cities, you know, think Madison and Milwaukee, spend nearly $1,000 a year on repairs due to driving their vehicles on deteriorating roads. Here's a quote from Dan Federle, Executive Director, Wisconsin County Highway Association. Until state elected officials are able to agree on a long-term sustainable transportation funding, Wisconsin will be unable to meet mounting needs on our local roads and state highways. The current funding system causes us to be reactive, responding from one crisis to the next. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Never panic. Hour two is next for Devil's Advocates. Come right back with us. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.